Good morning. I know everybody tired of this situation, slap or whatever, but I'm going to give my take on it. And it's going to be quick, straight to the point, and we're going to move on. 2022 has been an interesting year so far. January, Russia attacks Ukraine talks, and it started happening. February, gas prices are up, and mask mandates are lifted. In March, Will Smith turns into Tupac and slaps Chris Rock at the Oscars. You never know what might happen in these next few months. All I know is, one thing I do know, Will better be just as mad in August as he is in March. And first of all, we all have opinions and don't know what's going on with Will and Jada. And you know, they say opinions like an asshole. Everybody got one. We know what they tell us and we just form our opinions. Now, Jada and her red table talk be exposing a lot from my understanding. I don't actually listen or watch. I heard she say some crazy things. Now, a few months ago, the big deal was about her sleeping with the young boy. August Alsina. But that's her business. But she did put it out there. But she called it entanglement. Now, Will defending his wife. I commend him on that. Your wife and family comes first. Or they should, for anyone, anything. I know some say he did it the wrong way. But just understand, you don't know what you would do until you're put in that situation. Some say he should have done it backstage. Or not on the big stage like the Oscars, because that was his big night. Where some people say he could lose sponsors, or he might lose movie deals or whatever. Let me tell you this. Money don't and it shouldn't mean a damn thing when it comes down to the ones you truly love. And just as a side note, as you go to work each and every day to make an honest living, just know and understand this. That could be your last day at that job for a number of reasons. Don't hide who you are or take any disrespect just because you may lose a few dollars. The same way you found that job, more blessings will come your way. You'll find even a better job. See, people also criticize Chris Rock about what he said. Okay, I get it. He is a comedian. But even if you are a comedian, everybody not going to take your jokes. And he has been on Will and Jada for a minute. To me, the joke wasn't too bad from what I thought and before I knew the whole situation about Jada having the hair issues with alopecia, whatever, which I think Jada is cute with the hairstyle. Now, and I can see now why a lot of women with alopecia was criticizing Chris Rock. See why they felt the way they felt. Now, me myself, maybe I'm just country or just from a little small town that don't know much about the big word some people use today about explaining any situation. Because now, you know, cancel culture, they got certain words, certain pronouns you got to use. But where I'm being from the country or small towns, we're going to use what we were brought up on. And that doesn't mean that it's right, but that's what we do. Like, where I'm from, we use the word wingworm. When your hair falls out, comes out in patches or whatever, that's what we know. So alopecia is new to a lot of people. That's where I'm from. When somebody say you got wingworm, that means your hair falls out, comes out, it's in patches. That's what we use. But now, 2022, alopecia. Okay, I'm going to give you another example. People are big on diabetes or just being a diabetic. If you come and hang out in the town where I'm from and see a person with a missing foot, you won't hear that he or she has diabetes. You're going to hear that they have the sugars. That's what we call it. And right now to today, some of the older people still say, oh, he got sugars or she got sugars. So, you know, it's just the old and the new. It's just different terms. Okay, I'm done with the slapping. Done with it. Congrats to the UNC Tar Heels for winning the game against Duke in the Final Four. I think that was one of the biggest games of all time. Carolina was the underdog. They came away with the win. Now, Monday night, they got Kansas. Hopefully, they can pull that one out. But even though I'm a Tar Heel fan, we got to give it up for Coach K for being such a legendary coach and the things that he has accomplished. I mean, if you're not from North Carolina, you know Duke and North Carolina. You either like one or the other. And during this rivalry, they're 8 miles apart, and they really push each other. Duke and Carolina game is one of the biggest sporting events ever. Some say it's bigger than the Super Bowl. So to be right here from North Carolina, living in Raleigh, I'm maybe 20 minutes from each school, and those schools are like 7 to 8 miles apart, is big to me. But I am a Tar Heel. Like I say, hopefully we can pull it out Monday night against the Kansas Jayhawks. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And I appreciate y'all listening to my podcast. And I'll talk to you guys next week.